This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station, Z Radio Live. You're listening to the Zach Feldman Show. And joining us over the phone is Sunny Blue. She is a brand new artist. And she is, she has a brand new song. It's called Winning. Sunny, how you doing? Thanks for joining us here.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime. Tell us about the brand new song, Winning, and you know what it's about. We've been playing it on Z Radio Live, and it sounds incredible. But you tell us from your own mouth, what's the song about?
So I think Winning is, it's a song for every girl out there who has ever been done wrong by a man, in a nutshell. This song, I started working on it about 2 years ago, and my producer, my guitarist, Nick Coco, who's here with me, we started working on this song a few years ago. I brought it to him. I had this idea, and it had to grow on him. So we put it down for about a year and a half, and finally pulled it back out. And I said, we got to work on this one. I just really feel like this is one that we need to do. And so he did his musical arrangement magic on it. And we came up with the arrangement that you guys hear. And we're very proud of it. And we think it's fun, punchy, a little tongue-in-cheek, at the end with the dog. And just fun, just because you're angry doesn't mean you just have to be, so bitter. I think that's what Sunny Blue is all about, just keeping it fun and lighthearted, even if it is, a song about frustration and anger.
When you say you kind of had to like marinate a little bit, in the bucket in a sense, what were kind of the struggles kind of getting the song to be perfect?
Well, I think when Nick and I started working on it, I originally wrote this because we are songwriters and we have a publishing business, and we wanted to get this song out. In my mind, this was a song for, like a Miranda Lambert or a Carrie Underwood or something like that. I wanted to get the song to them, and we just had a differing of opinions on how the song should be structured, right, Nick?
Yep, just a difference of opinion. the way that she kind of originally envisioned this song and the way we ended up with are about 180 degrees apart.
Well, when I first presented it to him, he said, "Who would want to sing that song?"
Oh my God!
So
he totally burned you.
He did, and so we put the song down for about a year and a half, and then I said, "No, we got to go back to it. We got to whatever it is about the song that's bothering
you."
So
Nick, what the hell did you? What did you find different then? What did you kind of in capture this time around?
What we did was we went back and focused on the melody. Which, of course, is the most important part of the song. I mean, you got to have groove, you got to have rhythm, which the song does. It has amazing groove and rhythm. But it's got to have a clear melody and a clear message. And that's what Sunny did. I mean, she went back and really honed the message and got the message really clear. If you're going to sing a song like this, it's got to be straight up, honest, and really forthright, and that's what Sunny did with it. I mean, she kills it. I mean, she did a great job with it. She really did. She's a magnificent, magnificent songwriter.
That is amazing. And and now it's playing on ZRadioLive.com in our rotation, and it's and everybody can hear it on the air, and they're going to hear it right after this interview too. Give us kind of an idea, what the song is sort of like, meaning, and what's kind of like the meaning that people should take from it when they're listening to it.
I think it's bad things are going to happen, but in life, no matter what, whether it's a guy cheating on you or just bad things happening in your life. But things will get better, just keep looking up, and whatever it is, you'll be able to overcome it. You'll be winning in the end. So it's just about looking forward.
I know this is your fourth studio release. You had three so far, including this one fourth. Yes, I can count. Thanks. But anyway, Denver was the... Say it again?
I said, well done.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, but anyway, you had other song is called Denver. And, you know, are you going to put all these onto one album, or are they going to be kind of like, you know, solo by themselves?
Yes. So Sunny Blue and the Moons have an album coming out in October, and there are four releases so far. There's going to be two more throughout the summer, and then those six singles plus an additional five more songs are going to be on the album that comes out in October.
Awesome. What's the title of the album going to be called?
It is called Blush.
Ooh, Blush. And what was that inspired from, aside from the makeup?
I think it just has to go to the playfulness and seductive side of Sunny Blue. And, you know, if you listen to the songs, they tend to have a somewhat playful and provocative side to them. So Blush, we thought, was appropriate.
So, you know, when I was listening to Winning, and obviously people are going to hear it next on ZRadioLive.com, but, you know, I kind of got a sort of country vibe from it, but also kind of a poppy kind of like, you know, rocky vibe. You know, what do you consider your genre when you're creating music?
So Sunny Blue and the Moons, we are a pop blues band. That's really what we tell people. And because at the heart of our music really is blues. But the funny thing about blues is that it can lean towards rock, and it can also lean towards country. So, you know, I like to say we're a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, but at the heart of it, we are blues.
That is the best. No, that, honestly, that's a great combination to have. I don't think I've ever really heard of any artist kind of, you know, going with that genre in the modern day. You know, it's more of just always going to the pop and the countryside, you know, and now they have the pop country, which is like, you know, what you hear on the radio, right, especially here in New York. It's all just pop country and everything like that, you know. Where did you kind of get your start, if I could ask, you know, in music? Was it in that same kind of category, or were you kind of venturing out to different types of genres?
Oh, my goodness. No, well, I started writing music when I was 16. I actually started singing in church years ago. And but I loved country music. So I grew up listening to a lot of country. And in the last couple of years, once I met up with Nick, he has a small group that performs at senior centers and memory care units. And they do a lot of jazz. And he said, "Hey, have you ever sung jazz?" And I was like, "No." So he taught me a bunch of jazz standards. And for about a year and a half, 2 years, we've been performing at senior centers all over Southeast Michigan, and just really developing, you know, different skills as a vocalist. And when we started writing and working on our stuff, this sound that just seemed to be my real voice, my natural sound, just developed, and we just honed in on it.
That's incredible. No, and then that, you know, and that's how you kind of get your way. You know, you kind of figure out what you want to be in the music industry, you know. Do I want to be a little more country? Do I want to be a little more rock, whatever, you know? And you kind of see what your voice can kind of handle, you know? And it's cool that your voice can kind of handle all of it. You know, what's next for Sunny? What's next for the band?
Well, we have two more releases coming out in the next 2 months. We have music videos coming out over the next three to 4 months through October. So we will have, we just had the King of Hearts video that released a couple weeks ago. And we've got Denver coming up. So that music video is coming out. That's going to be fun. And then, so each month for the next few months, we'll have a song and a music video coming out. So people can watch that on YouTube or on Vevo.
Any spoilers you can give the audience before the videos are released? Anything we should look out for when we're watching the videos?
Well, let's just say that the videos have a certain provocativeness to them,
and but they're PG-13.
Because, oh boy!
Because my daddy has to watch these, so they're PG-13.
Well, make sure he doesn't have the link. How's that?
No, I do have to say though, my parents are my biggest fans, so they see everything. My dad even started a TikTok account so he could follow me on TikTok.
Is it weird though to release like a PG-13 kind of music video and then have your parents watch it? Or is that just like part of the business?
Okay, so we did the He's My Peach music video, was self-directed, basically here in our studio. Nick and I got the cameras rolling and did this video for He's My Peach, which is a little provocative. And my daddy was like, oh my God, that's almost R-rated, but it's not.
But he was proud of you.
Oh, he was totally proud of me, but I think it was making him blush. And so I think that was kind of the idea of, you know, people watch this stuff, they see it, they kind of start blushing, but they're like, well, it's not really bad, but why am I blushing? So, you know, that kind of leads into the title of the album. So, you know, just how the songs kind of make you feel.
Perfect. That is awesome. Well, Sunny Blue, thanks so much for joining us here on Zach Feldman, and really appreciate it. And best of luck with the career. But right now we're going to hear your brand new song called Winning here on the Web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. Sunny Blue, thanks again for joining us here.
Thank you, Zach.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.